So after we left there, we went down to the River Nore and we met up with Cliff Reid. How are you doing, Cliff?
Ray, how are you, sir? How's things?
Good. And it's boattrips.ie.
That's it, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And on the River Nore, you go up and down every day.
Up and down the River Nore. Not a bad job. Weather baiting down like this, Ray, you couldn't be wrong, you know. So
yeah,
we're happy out there and we just bring up the tourists up and down the river, show them the sights of Kilkenny and introduce them to the city, and they seem to like it, you know.
Now, this morning was glorious.
Nice, wasn't it?
The water was like glass.
Yeah, it's magic down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked at my watch, because we're running around, I have one of those watches on that tells your heartbeat, and it was sub 65. Because my heart rate right
relaxes
down.
You. Yeah. Yeah, it does. And we see that the whole time on the river. I say to people, it brings your blood pressure right down.
Yeah.
And you just, because you're on the boat, you're forced to go at the flow of the river, that speed. And your whole body has to chill out and relax to it. Do you know what I mean?
There was a really exciting moment at one stage. The duck took off.
Yeah, that's about the height. I know you'd be surprised, though. It's nice and chilled out, Ray, to be honest with you.
Your story is amazing. Because you were telling me that in your late 30s, you had a problem with your heart.
Yeah.
And you decided that you had to do something
more relaxed and easy, yeah. And that, like, I've always been on a river since I was 13 or 14 years of age, you know. And you'd come and go and do different things in your life the way everyone does. But I was walking down for a pint one night and I just got a pain in the chest and I went down into the arm and I ended up in the hospital and they put the stints in. And then I came home to the missus and I said, look, I'd rather just chill out and relax and set up this little business and see how it goes. And she says, grand, she'll go for that. And she said, well, if you're doing that, do you mind if I go back to college? And in fairness to her, she was a good woman. She went back and she got her degree in humanities. And
right.
Then she did really well. They gave her a scholarship with her graduation. She got the highest in the school down in Carlow College there. And so then she got she went and she's doing a master's now up in Belfast. We're fairly proud of her up there doing that. She's in the Seamus Sini School, you know,
right.
The poetry school.
Yeah,
so she's
doing
a master's in poetry. And
brilliant.
She's sending out her poems and they're getting published and it's doing well for her, you know what I mean? So
I can see into her future. I think one of her poems is going to be called The Nore Kingfisher. The elusive Nore Kingfisher.
Well, in fairness to her, she comes down and she does the tours as well. And, you know, she can throw in a bit of poetry going up and down. And she's writes a lot of poetry about her. I do say to her, I'm her muse, you know what I mean? And trying, but she doesn't buy that one.
So all the poems, have you spotted kingfishers on the Nore?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Every day they're up and down. Now, they're a really elusive bird, magic bird, beautiful bird. And when they come out and people see them and they're flying really low to the water and they're hugging the bank or they'll jump up on a perch, you know. People come on the tour just to come out and see the kingfishers because
right.
They're down here, and while they're always under pressure, like a lot of the wildlife, but they seem to thrive here in Kilkenny, and we see them on most of the tours. And I often say to people, look, if you come out and you don't see the kingfisher, there's always a good trick if you want to get a photograph of a kingfisher. Kingfisher are territorial, so they stay in the same area.
Right.
Okay? And so if you know a kingfisher's in the area, go down and put a stick in the riverbank and lean it over the river. Because the kingfisher that's there knows every branch and every tree as a fishing spot. And he'll come and land on that branch.
Because it's a new branch.
And just sit back and take your photographs.
Right.
You know, I've often done it with the ropes on the boat. You tie it off the railing. Within 2 or 3 minutes, he's over sitting there testing it out and he's catching the fish, you know.
Glorious looking bird. Now,
magic.
You do it here. You're originally from Thai, so you were brought up close to the Barrow. And you have a business up there as well. And you're the famous... passenger last week.
Yeah, we did well. We had Bernie Sanders and his wife on the boat last week. Lovely people. Came down to a tie. They were in Ireland. I think SIP2 had them over doing a couple of talks and stuff. And Bernie Sanders' wife, her ancestry is from a tie.
Uh-huh.
So she was invited down to a tie to open a few plaques and, you know, do a few bits and pieces. So they said, come on out on the boat. And they came down on the boat with us. And we had a quick chat about a tie and lovely people. And they said they're coming back. And they got a great welcome now,
good.
In fairness, in a tie, you know.
I believe you had Anne Casson from Nationwide here 7 years ago. And
lovely lady.
She's still been quoted, is she?
She's still been
quoted here.
Well, you know Nationwide. Everyone in the country watches Nationwide. And it's a great programme. And she's a lovely lady now, in fairness to her, you know. But even now, people say, we saw you on the Nationwide, Cliff. You know, because people are sitting at home watching it. And the website would pop up, whether it's boat trips or anyone else that they're promoting in the country, because they do a great job in promoting the small lad and the small business, you know, in fairness to them. And so people always take notes or say, we must do that now when we're down in Kilkenny or whatever, you know. Even this week now, people are coming on the boat. I saw you on the Nationwide, come on up the river. You know?
7 years ago.
Seven years ago.
Listen, Cliff, thanks so much. Boattrips.ie, highly recommended from here. It'll bring your heart rate down and you might even spot a kingfisher or an otter. Thanks, Cliff.
Ray, thank you very much.